Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Good morning to you. It's Friday. It's NFL draft weekend. Let's hope the rest of it doesn't take quite as long as the first round did, but it's become more about the show. It's become more about the pomp, the circumstance, the lights, the light show, the musical acts, the entertainment. Man, it's less and less about the young players actually hearing their names called. My goodness. This is why the NFL wants to keep moving it around so it can be an attraction in every city where it goes and they can sell tickets and the viewership will skyrocket. It's a made-for-TV event now. And if you were watching to the bitter end of the opening round, you know that it lasted until nearly midnight Eastern time, nearly 11 o'clock Kansas City time. It's one of those nights where it's a benefit to be a West Coaster, although maybe you didn't catch the start of it if you were just getting home from work or were otherwise engaged. Dinner is very important, a balanced meal for dinner. We did have a few surprises. Love the power play made by the Houston Texans in the first three picks. Also, Will Levis not getting selected in the first round. In fact, once they got through the first four picks, there were no more quarterbacks selected. So he sat in the green room along with several others. There were, I think, four guys left in the green room, which is actually a section of Union Station. But four guys along with Will, though clearly Will was the object of the camera's desire because he was on camera every 5 seconds. And there's plenty of downtime. And so he was on camera a ton with it looked like his girlfriend and his family and others who were around him. He had previously indicated he did not want to be in that situation. And yet, you never know. It's a living, breathing thing, this NFL draft. And the picks at the top create a ripple effect for everything through the rest of that first round. Certainly some surprises. We'll get to a couple of them, like what the Detroit Lions did at their number 12 pick. Even the pick himself was shocked to go that high. In fact, a couple of running backs going in the top 12. And then the Eagles moving up to select Jalen Carter. The Cardinals deciding that they would move out of their number 3 pick. In fact, they make a trio of trades on Thursday night, none of them involving their star wide receiver. You'll hear from the general manager of the Cardinals about DeAndre Hopkins. Earlier in the day, because the NFL has urban sprawl, earlier in the day, Lamar Jackson got paid. We'll let you hear from the Ravens quarterback. This was always best case scenario. Always. One NBA game last night, one more series done. The East is set. In fact, the Eastern Conference semifinals begin Sunday in New York and then the following day in Boston. As always, in April, in springtime, we can't get to everything. But we are asking you on Twitter and Facebook to fill in the blank. The first round of the NFL draft was what? Lots of fun adjectives so far on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. It's payday, which means it's a better Friday. Jay just did a fist pump. Did you forget that it was payday?
I just hadn't thought about it yet.
Oh, yes. Well, because my bank account always indicates pretty severely when it's desperately in need of an infusion of funds.
Yeah, so does mine, but unfortunately payday doesn't do too much.
It is radio. If you're looking to get rich, you've probably picked the wrong industry. Get out now. Get out now while the getting's good. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Yes, Bryce Young, number one overall to the Carolina Panthers. And according to Frank Reich, Panthers had an overwhelming conviction across the board, their brain trust, they all knew Bryce Young was the guy.
It wasn't like I took more convincing. I just am always committed to the process. And so, listen, Scott couldn't have handled this any better. And like he said, it was very clear. I got hired, and then a couple weeks later, we were in draft meetings, and I sat in this meeting that Scott's running, and they're talking, and Scott and all the scouts are talking about all the quarterbacks. They're reading up all of them. We're watching film. Scouts are talking about them, you know, and basically Scott proposes a question at the end of that meeting, like, hey, if we trade up, you know, where's our conviction? And it was unanimous with every guy in that room, starting from Scott on down, that Bryce was a guy. That was great for me to hear. But what I appreciate about the way Scott handled it, it was like, hey, and he's like, Frank, you take your time. You know, I mean, you hear how we feel, but, you know, just get at you and the coaches get after it. And, you know, and it wasn't much convincing. You just watch the tape. There's a lot said about the size. At the end of the day, there's a lot of factors that go into it, but we're coaches, we're scouts. We watch the tape. And when you watch the tape, Bryce Young's the best player.
Really, a couple years ago when our area scouts went through, Robert Haynes went through, they really liked him then. And then just over the last couple years, the study of him was something that they really felt strongly about. When we met in February, there was just overwhelming conviction for him during our draft meetings. Coach actually had just gotten here at the time. He's in putting the staff together. He came in. He was a part of that. He heard it because we wanted him to hear how strongly these guys feel about him and what they know about him, kind of set the table for him so he can go do his evaluation with the staff. So we were a little bit further ahead. But throughout the process, he checked every box that we had. You know, we tested him. We talked to him. We had dinner with him. And just every time we met with him, we felt more and more convicted.
According to Bryce, he did not know that he would go number one overall. He said there was no definitive word. He didn't hear from the Panthers, and he was careful in what he chose to believe. And so he was surprised. C.J. Stroud was definitely surprised when he was taken number two overall to the Houston Texans. He was a puddle of tears, as you can imagine. Got to be some relief there. And there was still talk even right before the pick was announced that the Texans might go defense. Well, they didn't go defense at number two, but as soon as they picked C.J. Stroud number two overall, then they got the cornerstone on defense. They traded with the Arizona Cardinals and also had the number three overall pick, which they gave for Will Anderson. So C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson, Ohio State, Alabama, two of the top prospects in the draft, going 2-3 in D'Amico Ryan's first year. Nick Caserio continues to redeem himself as a GM. I do not love the decisions he's made at coach until this one. They felt like they were wandering around in the wilderness for a couple of seasons, but I know the Deshaun Watson situation hung over their heads. They had to get rid of him, and now they're capitalizing on the draft picks that they got in return, and also recognizing that this is their opportunity. Yes, the AFC South belonged to the Jacksonville Jaguars last year, but I wouldn't say it's a one-team division. The Texans have a lot of buzz around them again, in large part because of D'Amico Ryans and what a hire that was, but also because of the moves they've made in preparing to be relevant. Caserio raves about C.J. Stroud, despite the leak about whether or not he could process behind the line of scrimmage. The Texans had no doubt.
Really productive player. We had him in the building for a visit. He's, I would say, as competitive a player. Has an edge about him in a good way. Loves football. Wants to compete. Wants to be great. Good size. Comes from a good program. Ryan does a great job, with the program down there at Ohio State and, or up there at Ohio State, certainly with the quarterback as well. CJ's been a productive player. He's been an accurate player. Certainly has a long way to go. I think he'll admit that. I would say there's no timetable on any player. So the goal is for the player, whoever they are, to come in here, work hard, earn their role on the team, whatever that entails. But he's a player that our coaches spent a lot of time with, had a lot of constructive discussions. We felt that was the best decision for us to make.
when C.J. Stroud got the phone call. And I'm not sure if you noticed that, at least on NFL Network, I'm not sure what outlet you all were watching, but I was watching NFL Network. So they made a concerted effort to not show the player as he was getting the call in the green room or in that family area. And so we didn't see CJ's phone call from the Texans until after the pick had been announced, which I kind of like. It didn't reveal anything. But then once he had crossed the stage and they saw the, we all saw the hug with Roger Goodell and the photos with the jersey, and he did his interview with, was Melissa Stark on NFL Network. Then they rewound the tape of him getting the call from Nick Caserio and from D'Amico Ryans and bursting into tears, having a really hard time containing his emotions. And at one point, this is how you know that it was pre-pick. At one point, he kind of does the shh to people who are around him because he doesn't want the news to get out before they've announced the pick on stage. But a lot of tears for C.J. Stroud. And so what the Texans did in getting offense and defense, two incredible prospects to go with D'Amico Ryans and to help him get set up. Again, thank you Cleveland Browns for all of the draft capital. Really like the Ryans hire. He was all smiles. Their war room was all smiles, even as they went C.J. Stroud and then got to call Will Anderson.
Let's go, my man. Let's go.
Peace out, bye.
Oh, life, baby. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Hey, man. Let's happy for you, man. Happy for you, brother. Happy
Thank
for you.
You.
This is exciting time, man. Can't wait to get to work with you.
I can't wait to work. Thank you for the opportunity, Coach.
No
Thank
doubt.
D'Amico Ryan's the one who gets to tell Will Anderson or gets to celebrate with Will Anderson. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So, yes, the 1-2 quarterbacks at the top, then Will Anderson, and then the Colts go with Anthony Richardson. And Chris Ballard admits there were some nerves there because if it had not been the Texans jumping up into that number three spot, well, then it could have been another team who wanted to choose a quarterback, and they weren't sure Anthony would still be available. Clearly, he was their choice. He was the one they wanted, believing, likely, that both Bryce and CJ would be gone. Now, he admits there's a lot of work to do with Richardson, but they're thrilled.
Let's don't expect him to be Superman from day one. And I think history shows there's not many of them that are Superman from day one. Some of them, it takes 2-3 years to become a really good player. It's probably the one area where I've seen it, and this is even before me even being in a league, but it's the one area where teams that the pressure for these guys after 1 or 2 years back, 10, 15 years ago, guys would get year 3, 4, 5. I mean, think about it. Terry Bradshaw, he might not have ever played in today's NFL. It took him time in Pittsburgh. You know, we got to let these guys develop and play, and they're going to have some struggles, and then they got to work through the struggles. And eventually their talent, the more they play, their talent will come to life.
Obviously, the tape was the first time I saw him, just his playmaking ability, what he brings from a playmaking ability, his physical skill set is impressive. Obviously, there's a lot of work that we got to do with the whole team, not just him. I mean, but there's certain things that he brings to the table that we're so excited about as a football player and the future of this organization.
Shane Steichen, new head coach of the Colts. Chris Ballard, the GM. They're okay with the project. They like the raw skills. They like the tape. They like the talent. And they do have Gardner Minshew.
Oh.
Shane said later in his comments, well, we think Gardner brings a lot to the table. Otherwise, he wouldn't be here. Yes, because the Colts have a great track record with their quarterbacks lately. Good point, Coach. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. So let's talk about the Cardinals, because there are a lot of people who were expecting DeAndre Hopkins to be on the move last night. But General Manager Monty Austenfort, engineering those three trades on Thursday, not including DeAndre Hopkins. So now it seems more and more likely he's going to stay put in the desert.
You know, I don't foresee that happening. I don't know what is going to happen here in the next couple of days. Right now, I don't foresee that happening. No.
When you You said you don't foresee anything happening with DeAndre. Are you saying tonight or just through the entire draft?
Through the entire draft, yeah.
I mean, where do you think it stands now with him? Is there actually a chance he could still be here?
Absolutely. DeAndre's a Cardinal. So DeAndre's a Cardinal, and we're moving forward.
All right. Exchange with reporters there. He stuttered a little bit, which made me think, uh-oh. Is there something?
No, I don't foresee that happening.
What? So Austin Ford sounded a little more poised and composed when he said DeAndre's a Cardinal. He said it twice. DeAndre's a Cardinal, and we're moving forward. But before that, what? How could that question possibly catch him off guard? Come on now.
You know, I don't foresee that happening.
Wait, what?
You know
what? Who? DeAndre? I'm sorry. Could you spell that for me? Because I'm not sure who that is. Huh. Hopkins. Wait, let me check my roster. Hopkins?
I don't foresee that
happening. I'm kind of new around here, you know, so. I'm new to the job. I've not been here very long. Could you say that again? Do you mind giving me a photo so I can pick him out of a lineup?
Never heard of him.
Doesn't ring a bell.
I don't foresee that happening.
Sorry, I don't think I've encountered him in the hallways. In other words, I don't have anything to tell you. We're on a we're on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know. All right, a couple of my favorite moments from the NFL draft. That's at the bottom of the hour. There's always a slew of special guests, and there were some really cool ones. I thought Kansas City did a great job, at least with the first round and the spectacle, but man, it took forever. Straight ahead, Celtics close out the Hawks, and the New Jersey Devils have won 3 in a row. All of a sudden, the Rangers don't look so big bad.
You know, I don't.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning. Careful, Toronto. Man, do you think Maple Leafs fans are freaking out right now? I mean, I know Toronto's still up, but do you think the Maple Leafs fans are getting extremely nervous considering their history?
I think Maple fans are just always extremely nervous.
What fans?
Maple Leafs.
Maple Leafs. You kind of like said that really quickly. Sound a little bit like Monty Austin for it. Maple Leafs. Good morning to you. I hope it's your payday too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
To the After Hours Podcast.
Game 6 is tied with 3:42 to go. Tatum left side against Hunter. Young shows double team. Bounce entry, Smart. Kick to the corner. Open Horford, 3. Got it!
Ooh.
Tatum going to have to go. Pulls back on Collins and rips home a 3.
Ooh. Step into it, big fella. Step into it. Be the star you are.
Boston by 6. Tatum to Smart. Pump fake. 1 dribble. Kick to the corner. Al, 3. Rims out. Offensive rebound. Jason Tatum flies through the air with a cape flying off his back. Throws home the offensive rebound, and the Celtics lead by 8 with 2 minutes to go. Marcus Smart sets a screen. Tatum finds Smart. He's going to duck the shoulder drive. Ball fake and lays it in with the right hand. Everyone played the pass. Trae Young watched Marcus Smart walk right by him and lay it in, and the Celtics are 1:03 away.
We made winning plays, and we talked about it before the game. Do whatever it takes. And essentially, don't ask the guys to do anything I wouldn't do. Pick up full court, block shots, dive on the floor. Starts from the top. The rest will follow. And we made winning plays. Extra kickouts. Al made big shots. Smart made big shots. JB. This was a tough one. It feels good that we won.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Celtics gave up a lot of points in this series. A lot. Going back to the opener, they held the Hawks to 99 points, but that was the aberration, not the rule. Both these teams gave it everything they had. And in the end, the Celtics had one last surge in this game six in Atlanta. An 11-0 run. So 11 straight points after they'd fallen behind by three. And then you hear Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell with some of the big moments in that 11-point run. They finished out the game with a 16-6 stretch. And it was all hands on deck. It was Jason Tatum, who you hear there on TNT. He finished with 30 and 14 rebounds. It was Jaylen Brown, 32 points. It was Al Horford, who did have double figures, but his two big triples in that stretch. Marcus Smart. It was not allowing the Hawks to hit the offensive boards quite so hard. And it was about containing Trae Young. So remember in game number five, he sparked the Hawks to what was a stunning rally. They were down a dozen points, if I remember correctly. They come all the way back in Boston, and they're able to grab game five. But in the second half last night, Trae Young goes 1-for-13 from the floor.
They just picked up the physicality and things like that, and the rest were allowing them to play and things like that. So it was in their favor. So, it was tough.
What I told him is that I'm proud to have the opportunity to coach him. And, you know, we talked about communicating, being competitive, and being connected. And I thought we were all three of those things. Our goal was to be the best version of ourselves at the end of the year. And I thought that, you know, that continued from the regular season, you know, through the playoffs. And you saw, you know, a group that was connected. You know, different guys came up big in different games.
I know the narrative of we're supposed to sweep them or it's supposed to be a cakewalk. But, you know, the playoffs is, that's why it's so special. Each game is different, you know, each series is different. I would say up to this point, the playoffs hasn't went what everybody would expect. There's been some high-level basketball being played by individual players and teams and great coaching.
Jason Tatum resisting the idea that they were supposed to just run right over the Hawks. And, yeah, the Hawks were game. Again, a lot of points scored. And they were able to match the Celtics step for step in many cases. 22 lead changes in Game 6 alone, along with 15 ties. But the Celtics do avoid the same fate of the Milwaukee Bucks, who Jason's referring to there. The top seed, the number one team in the NBA, the President's Trophy winner, if you will, out in that first round. And so now you get Sixers-Celtics, a rematch of last year's Eastern Conference semifinals, and it begins on Monday. We do not know about Joel Embiid, but what we do know is that the Sixers have been sitting around now for, gosh, it feels like a week, doesn't it? And they're going to have another weekend until they have to tip off in Boston. So Boston will be the site of games one and two. Elsewhere in the East, of course, we've got the Knicks and the Heat, and this is being viewed as a throwback kind of to the 90s of basketball a little bit. Just not expecting a lot of points in that series. Expecting a lot of blood in that series, actually. So that begins on Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock New York time. We still have two Western Conference series. They will take over the court tonight. Golden State hosting Sacramento, the Warriors, the defending champions, trying to close out the Kings and avoid having to play a Game 7 on the road. The Lakers have got the Grizzlies in town. We know Desmond Bane guaranteed they would be back in Memphis. And if there are Game 7s, one or both of those series, it would also be on Sunday. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The Vegas Golden Knights are able to close out their series against Winnipeg. And for Bruce Cassidy, it's an opportunity to take a deep breath and to interact with the media who cover the Golden Knights.
How is Mark Stone being helpful since he has came back from his injury?
Well, he scores goals, he makes plays, he lifts the team, gives us energy, kills penalties, plays on the power play. Did I forget anything, Annabelle?
No.
No, he's a top guy for us for a reason. And I think, he exudes that passion for the game, and I think that spreads to the rest of the guys when he's on. So that's what we missed when he was out. We held our own, but sure, nice to have him back. And nice to see you, our good luck charm.
Oh, Annabelle posing a question there at the post-game press conference about Mark Stone. Wait, can we just hear her sweet little voice at the beginning? The member of the hard-hitting media.
How is Mark Stone being helpful since he has came back from his injury?
Oh, that's adorable. I think her voice is far cuter than mine. She might need to come on our show. That's pretty awesome. So good for her. Good for the Golden Knights. Congratulations to them as they move on. Sorry, I'm trying to Google if I can see if I can find out. Well, oh, here we go. I found it. The Golden Knights signed 8-year-old Annabelle as part of the Make-A-Wish program. And so she was there able to, Annabelle Hansen is her name. She was able to see her dream realized for a day because her big dream in life was to play for the Vegas Golden Knights as a forward. She was born with cystic fibrosis, which if you know anything about Boomer Esiason, his son Gunner, he has cystic fibrosis, has been married, has become a dad, and Boomer's family and their foundation have been instrumental in raising millions and millions and millions of dollars for medical breakthroughs. So Annabelle was there asking a question, and she's a special favorite of the Golden Knights through this Make-A-Wish Foundation. Speaking of that, wait until you hear the Make-A-Wish. I don't want to call him a kid, a Make-A-Wish winner, who was a young man representing the Jets last night. It was one of my favorite moments of the draft. But anyway, congratulations to the Golden Knights. They move on. The Lightning, still alive. They've got a championship pedigree in many cases. I'm wondering if Maple Leafs fans are now getting nervous. Auston Matthews, he's speaking for these Maple Leafs who are on the cusp of winning their first series in forever.
I mean, it was a tight game, obviously, through and through, I thought. You know, we had some good chances we didn't capitalize on, and, you know, obviously they're in a good position there, 2-1, heading into the third. And, you know, I just think the third goal obviously kind of puts yourself in a tough hole to get out of. And, you know, we kept fighting till the end, but obviously it wasn't enough.
Tampa scored in every period in Toronto last night and has now forced a game six back in Florida, which I'm feeling the pressure mounting on the Maple Leafs now. They still lead this series 3-2, but they have not advanced in the postseason since 04. And last year in the first round, the Lightning eliminated them in 7 games, if you remember, actually. It took 7 games. But here's the stat that's got Maple Leafs fans. I don't even need to tell you, Toronto fans, but here's the stat. Toronto, 0-10 since 2018 with a chance to eliminate an opponent in the playoffs. 0-10. That now includes last night when they had a chance to send the Lightning packing. Instead, they have trouble closing things out. They have trouble closing out the series. As for John Cooper, he and the Lightning are living their best life. This is their favorite time of the year.
It's the year of the road team, and it's crazy how that works. That's why, let's be honest, this game's so damn fun. You got two teams going at it. There's so many storylines. There's stars here. It's seriously, wouldn't you guys have been pissed off if this ended tonight? So let's all be back here for game 7.
Oh, I'm sure Toronto would have been extremely pissed off. Pardon my language. I don't like that word. If it ended last night. I'm telling you, Maple Leafs fans are starting to feel the agita. It's happening. Meanwhile, speaking of agita, Jay, any agita for you as a Rangers fan?
Oh, a lot.
So much agita for producer Jay. Not only another win for the Devils, now 3 in a row, but last night a shutout, and the Devils start a brand new goalie. And so not only do they get enough production, they have a shorthanded goal, a power play goal, an empty net goal. They pretty much have everything. And they support a brand new goalie. So the Devils making a change. And he pitches a shutout. He's able to shut out the Rangers. So his name is Akira. How would you like to say? Akira Schmid. Just say that a few times fast. Akira Schmid gets the start and the shutout for the Devils.
Exciting. Nerve-wracking too, a little bit, but with the team playing this good in front of me, you know, and helping me out off the ice, and you know, I'll talk to the guys in there, but you know, with being black, you know, just making me laugh sometimes and keep me, you know, a little bit loose helps a lot.
Oh yeah, it definitely helps if you're not freaking out back there. But how about that? A week that sees him make his playoff start and also a shutout. And as soon as this game was over, now it wasn't in doubt in the late stages, but as soon as this game was over, all of his teammates coming right back to him, really congratulating him, excited to have him back there in goal. So a 4-0 win and a lead after the Devils have rattled off three straight victories. So here were the Rangers, who won both the first two games in Newark in New Jersey. I know it's not very far, but it's still not their own ice. And they're now the team on the ropes and do feel like they've let a couple of opportunities slip away. 39 seconds into the game, the Devils were already up. Punch you in the mouth. And there's a rookie goalie between the pipes. Punch you in the mouth and embarrass you with a rookie goalie. I'm just saying. Agita all around. There's lots of agita from Toronto to the Rangers fan base. Yeah, I mean, the Devils make this change and they've won all three games with him in goal. So that's a huge deal. But the series not over. I'm thinking multiple game sevens between hoops and hockey this weekend. Bring it. Let's go. Okay, favorite couple moments of the NFL draft. And Lamar Jackson has a message for the Ravens flock. Ooh, just a few minutes left in the work week. No, I'm not checking out.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It's harder than ever to find clothes that will stand the test of time. But if you're looking for pieces designed to last, you can't go wrong with American Giant. From hoodies and t-shirts to denim and more, they've got everything you need to build a wardrobe that you'll be proud of for years to come. Shop wardrobe essentials that last a lifetime at American-Giant.com and use LT23 to get 20% off your first order. That's 20% off your first order, American-Giant.com, code LT23.
Chiefs Kingdom, we in this thing or what? Hey, we fought for our right to party, baby. How about it? This thing shiny or what? Goodell, you gonna give me this mic all night? Hey, you ready to trade up for the number one pick this year or what? Beast, get a beast!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
He's a jabroni. Oh my gosh, Travis Kelce. First of all, wearing sunglasses out there on stage because it was super bright with the light show and all. Second of all, he and Patrick Mahomes are introduced by a local Kansas City personality and they've got the Vince Lombardi. That was a sweet moment. I really enjoyed it. And actually, according to the NFL Network, the league had asked the Panthers to take their sweet old time with the number one pick, which is why we didn't get it until almost 20 minutes after the hour, because they wanted to trot out their celebrities and make sure they had plenty of time for Travis Kelce to call the commissioner Goodell.
You gotta fight for your right to party!
But not just that. Then he goes on. He calls his boss Veach by his last name.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Do you think he rolls out of bed like that? That's my question. Does he just roll out of bed and that's who he is all the time?
Build the beast.
He never has a downshift. He never has a gear that's not quite so. Ah!
I really don't think so, especially since now we get the podcast weekly, and he seems to be like that every week. So.
Oh, hysterical. And actually, I should talk, right? Because I don't have an indoor voice. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So, yes, love Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce before the draft began. And then later on, I caught Mahomes tweeting about this young man. His name is Kyle Stickles. He walked out with Roger Goodell before the Jets pick at number 15. The Make-A-Wish Foundation granting his wish. Get this, bone cancer survivor. So his cancer is in remission. And this young man brought such life and energy and by far my favorite moment of the first round.
With the 15th pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the New York J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 select Will McDonald, linebacker, Iowa State. Let's go! Yeah!
Did you retweet the video? Okay, so check out our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, because this young man is dressed to the nines. He's got a suit on. His hair is well done. It's adorbs. And he's wearing a green tie, Jets green, as in gangrene. And before he unveils the pick, he thanks the commissioner. He thanks the Jets. He thanks the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I mean, I was really impressed with his poise and his composure. And then he gets up there and J-E-T-S.
Yeah! Let's go!
Those are my favorite moments.
J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. Select Will McDonald, linebacker, Iowa State. Let's go! Yeah! Let's go!
He's so cute. And so in back-to-back years, the Giants and the Jets, they have the moment of the first round with their Make-A-Wish pickers. It was Sam last year, who's in college now, and he also was the star of the show.
Defensive end, Oregon!
I like the exuberance and the enthusiasm. Hey, speaking of Will McDonald, he's familiar with Aaron Rodgers and now can't wait to be on the same team as Aaron Rodgers.
This has been from Wisconsin. I wasn't a Packers fan, but I was an Aaron Rodgers fan. So it's actually a dream come true, you know, just playing with Aaron.
Oh.
Being able to, be around his mindset and how he works. You know, I want to be around, you know, all that positivity.
What are the chances? What are the chances that he's from Wisconsin?
Don't have your number. You're not going to have my number.
That's just wrong. Jay, stop it.
It's just not going to happen.
You just crushed the poor young man's dreams. He gets drafted by the Jets. He's not even an offensive player. He's on the other side of the ball, and he's so excited to play with Aaron Rodgers. And wait, did you hear what he said? Be around all that positivity. Oh, yeah, there's so much positivity around Aaron Rodgers. You don't have my number. You're not going to have my number.
Don't have your number. You're not going to have my number. Don't make it up, okay?
Squashing his dreams. Before he even gets to the facilities. Why are you so mean? Okay. Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do without Aaron Rodgers to make fun of the rest of the offseason?
Oh, I'm sure he'll provide some opportunity.
Oh, Will McDonald, do not... He's crotchety, he's angry, he's old, he's grouchy, okay? So just don't worry about him. You'll be fine. It'll be great to be around Aaron Rodgers, and yes, lots of buzz at the Jets facility.
I don't care, he's old.
Jay's not taking anything I say seriously right now. That's just wrong. You're derailing my very impressive and critical sports analysis. I'm not identifying the show, but I will tell you this, inside the NFC North, not that Aaron Rodgers is there anymore, the Lions shocked a lot of people by selecting a running back number 12. Now, Bijan Robinson from Texas went to Atlanta at number 8, and then four picks later, you've got Brad Holmes drafting the running back Jahmyr Gibbs, and it wasn't just it wasn't just Gibbs. It wasn't just Lions fans who were surprised is what I meant to say, but it was also Gibbs himself who never expected to go that high.
I feel great. Didn't know I was going to get picked as high as I did, you know, because, you know, running backs don't really get picked as high. In this year, I mean, in this like new age, like new era of the NFL draft, but yeah, it was pretty shocking to me, but I'm grateful for the city of Detroit.
Speaking of buzz, not just a lot of buzz around the Jets, but a lot of buzz around an NFC North division that's wide open in the Lions last year, surging, remember? And so they add this Alabama running back. And like I say, his second running back taken in the top 12, which is rare. You don't generally see two running backs, a lot of times not even one, go that high. So pretty exciting for him. But I know there are a bunch of Lions fans who were reacting and a little bit nervous about it. Had a Patriots fan ask me about Christian Gonzalez, the cornerback out of Oregon at number 17. I like that pick as well. They had an older secondary, a veteran experienced secondary, but they've seen some retirements and defections, so important for them to start to beef that up too. Yeah, so a lot of good stuff happening in the first round, but we still don't know about Will Levis. Or really quickly, Lamar Jackson, finally.
You know, for the last few months, there's been a lot of he say, she say, a lot of nail biting, a lot of head scratching going on. But for the next 5 years, it's a lot of flock going on. Let's go, baby. Let's go, man. Can't wait to get there. Can't wait to be there. Can't wait to light up M&T for the next 5 years, man. Let's get it.
Ooh, okay. $52 million average annual value, just above Jalen Hurts, which is the catalyst for them finally getting this deal done.
Been a billionaire and been a champion.
Well, maybe not a billionaire quite yet, but pretty darn close. More guaranteed money than Jalen Hurts. And we didn't actually discuss this, but I do think it's an interesting question. Food for thought. Would you rather pay Jalen or Lamar? Or Joe? Interesting. A lot of your responses to the draft and Lamar Jackson coming in, blowing up both our Twitter, Mine's A-Law Radio, After Hours CBS, and also our Facebook page, too. Because the NFL's like sitting in an airplane seat next to someone who doesn't quite fit the seat, and they just spread out. They have no respect for your personal space. That's the NFL. We'll talk to you Sunday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing, help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.